This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Hello, everyone, and welcome along to the latest edition of Betting Weekly Game Bet Match, number one tennis betting podcast brought to you in association with Bet Rivers. Happy holidays. It's Labor Day. So happy holiday, Labor Day holiday to anyone stateside who's enjoying it. I flew back from America yesterday, overnight, landed this morning, feel absolutely exhausted. But I'd like to say I'm joined by Rory Jawani. We've had a good week, Rory, since the last break to the women's tennis. We're doing all right. We've done a good tournament. I see a big smile on your face. How you been, yeah, mate?
No, it's been good. I'm good, yeah, and the tournament's going well so far. Obviously, we had Iga Swiatek landing the bagel against Kaya Yuvan, and we should have had 3 out of 3, really, shouldn't we? Because we had Elise Mertens plus 4.5 against Coco Gauff, and she got, it was a bagel in the third set, I think. That cost us, because it was 6-3, 3-6 before then. And we had Bernarda Pera to take a set off Yelena Ostapenko. And I won lunch off you as well, didn't I?
That's the bit that hurt me the most. But I didn't specify where we're going for lunch, but you can know. The choice is yours, Rory. KFC, okay. Burger King, McDonald's. That's the three choices I'm giving you. But well done on that one. I thought I was winning. I thought Wozniacki was going to fade, and I thought I was going to get the cash. But Brady just didn't get through with it in that third. So anyway, this is a new week, and we reached the quarterfinals of the women's draw. We know two quarterfinals tomorrow. We're filming this now on Monday, so it's the start of the new week. It's the second week of the major, and we've got three round 16 matches are in action today on Monday. We're going to look at the quarterfinals for tomorrow, so we know there's two quarterfinals already. But before we do that, we know they're going to be a little bit out of date, but we've got to talk about the outright market on the back of what happened last night. Iga Swiatek obviously got beaten by Ostapenko in a shock result. Ostapenko has got a great head-to-head record against Iga Swiatek, and she proved it again. But these are the latest BetRivers outright markets, and I think they're quite interesting, so we're going to talk about these now. Coco Gauff is now the favorite to win her first major. She's plus 260. Obviously, she had some great form coming into the tournament. I'm not convinced that she should be the favorite myself, but we'll come on to that in a minute. Sabalenka is $3. Karolina Mukova now down to plus 550. Really, really helped by that Swiatek exit for the French Open runner-up. Our pick at 20-1. Next is our pick at 30-1. Vondrousova, the Wimbledon champion, she's now down to 7-1. Jessica Pegula in 9. Ostapenko, after beating Swiatek, now 11. Ondrejová, 14. Castilla 20, Madison Keys 20, Kazakhina 40, Kenwin Jeng 50, and Peyton Stearns at 150. Now, I do know that these prices will obviously move. There's matches in play. But Coco Gauff has been installed the favourite. Now, I've watched a lot of the tennis this week, as you have as well, Rory. I mean, she's had moments where she hasn't looked good, Coco Gauff, and she's had moments where she's looked exceptionally good. I worry about her because I think once she gets to the semi-finals or the business ends, she's going to realise, or even in the quarterfinal tomorrow, she's going to realise, I could win this thing. And I think that is when she's got a problem. I think the conditions are slow, suits her perfectly. The home support is an absolutely massive back factor for her. And she's bidding to become the first American since 2017 to win it. Do you know who it was, the last American to win it at all?
Must have been Serena, mustn't it?
Sloane Stephens.
Oh, of course it was. Yes. Sloane Stephens. She was a wild card, yeah.
Yeah, she won it in 2017. Yes, but I'm not surprised. I'm not buying her at favourite. I'm really not. I know she's through the quarterfinals, but I'm not buying it.
I mean, we're going to look at her match with Ostapenko in a bit, but I think the fact that she's been taken to three sets three times in four matches so far doesn't bode well, because she's very good. She's playing very well, don't get me wrong. But as you said, she's had moments where she's looked pretty ordinary. And I think with Gauff, I mean, a lot of it has been made of her sort of coaching changes. She brought in Per Riba early in the season and Brad Gilbert in the summer. The thing about Gauff is she's a very physical player. I mean, she's very athletic. She's a very emotional player as well. You know, at one point during the match against Wozniacki, I think she told her bench to shut up and stop talking to her. she gets, I think these matches are taking a lot out of her. And I don't, I have a question mark as to whether she's going to last out the fortnight strongly. She has got lots of home support. That's not a bad thing. But of course, you know, we talked about it in the outright preview. There is pressure on her. She's now the favorite for the tournament with Świątek gone. I think she'll beat Ostapenko. And as I said, we'll go into that match in detail. But after that, I just think that the occasion and the way she's been playing, she hasn't been dominating matches. She has been dominant at periods, in periods of matches. But, you know, she's making hard work of these. I mean, the Wozniacki match yesterday, I was watching that, and early in, when she won the opening game of the second set, I thought she was going to absolutely run away with it. And then Wozniacki came back. She found a way. Goff's level just dropped, and Wozniacki got back into it. In the third set, she picked up again. It was a bit like a racehorse getting lonely up front and waiting for some company before kicking on again. But I don't think she'll be able to do that all tournament. You know, you don't see many players come through a lot of three setters to win Grand Slams. And I just think it's going to add up.
I think she's a false favourite. I still think Sabalenka should be the favourite, the new world number one in that bottom half of the draw. You could argue that that bottom half of the draw is a lot tougher. That's the reason why she's not the favourite, and the Goff is. Goff's route is probably easier. Ostapenko is a heavy favourite we'll come on to, then Kostya Mukova. I mean, that's not bad, you know, to get to a major final. But I think that when you have, well, I mean, I've been very fortunate to be out in New York for the tournament for the last week, and every network is talking about Coco Gauff. She's on every single advert. New Balance, who sponsors, got an advert on there. She is the face of this tournament. The women, the American tennis is doing really well, the men and the women as well. TFO is another one who's doing exceptionally well. Likeable chap, getting media coverage all over the place. And I just think that Goff's going to get to the point where she's going to realise I can win this. And I think that's the problem. I think that's the problem for, and I think that at plus 260, I couldn't bet her. I couldn't bet her. I think she's a fade. I think she's going to get beat. I think Ostapenko's not by at any way stretch of the imagination someone who's going to, that's going to be easy at all. But anyway, let's look at our picks though. Mukova, 20-1. Your favourite new players, tennis player in the world. Kontaveit was at the start of the year. Now it's Mukova. And Vondrousova, true. So we've got a 20-1 and a 33-1 pick. Through, there's only 12 women remaining, and we've got two of them. That's not bad, is it?
Yeah. It's going well. I think Vondrousova's in action as we speak. She's playing Peyton Stearns, who you'd think shouldn't cause her too many problems. She's just been quietly getting on with her business, hasn't she? And I think her, you know, as I said in the outright preview, the fact that she won her slam on arguably her worst surface means that she's got to be looked at seriously at all the rest of the slams. I think this tournament, she's got a chance. She's definitely got a chance. The bottom half of the draw, I know you say it's stronger, obviously, with Świątek going out. It's stronger than the top half, but it's winnable. You know, Sabalenka can have her off days. Jabeur, we're not convinced that she's fully fit. You know, there's no reason why Vondrousova can't go very deep again. She was 30-1 at the start of the tournament, which, you know, I thought looked quite big. There's, you know, it's open, you know, it's up to someone, and especially in the conditions, which aren't really, they're not as quick as I thought they would be. They're a bit sluggish, which doesn't hurt Vondrousova, especially with the spin she puts on the ball, a lefty, that's always a bit more difficult. I think Vondrousova, I mean, I'm hoping for a dream final of Mukova Vondrousova, but you know, we've got two players in the last 12, hopefully two in the quarterfinals, and then who knows what will happen.
And in the upper half of the draw. So we could get that dream final. That would be lovely. Mukova against Vondrousova is what we want here. And let's have a look at the two matches tomorrow. Now, these are the quarterfinals, women's quarterfinals on Tuesday. And the first match we're going to talk about is one that we got our girl in it, Karolina Mukova. She's up against Sorana Kirstia, and it's minus 182 for Mukova, plus 150 for Kirstia. The spread here is 2.5, minus 2.5 for Mukova is minus 115. The Romanian plus 2.5 is minus 106, and the total is 21.5. They met four times previously. Mukova leads 3-1. They met twice this year. Mukova won their most recent outing not so long ago in Montreal, 7-5-6-4. But Kirstia won in Miami in 2023 when it was, of course, a lot quicker than what they are today. The one thing I would say to you, if you look at these matches, in the three of the four matches, they've cashed on the over games. Over games may be interesting at 21.5 with over minus 124. Head to the Bet Rivers website. There is about 36 different markets on this particular match, and there'll be more to come. Just to go in about the conditions, Rory, it's been slow, a lot slower than usual, but it's getting really hot and humid, and tomorrow is going to be the hottest day of the tournament so far. You know, mid 90s is going to be very, very, very hot, and it's going to get hotter as the week goes on. This is going to be a big test for these conditions as well.
Yeah, and it's going to be very important. Scheduling is going to be important. You know, if you've got a match in the heat of the day, obviously very different conditions than late night. I mean, you'd expect Ostapenko-Goff to be a night match. So you'd think perhaps Mukova-Kirstia would be earlier, would be during the day. As we've already got a position on Mukova, I'm not massively keen to get involved here. The head-to-head is interesting. They've met three times this season, and Mukova actually leads. They've met four times in total, and Mukova leads 3-1. As you say, the overs has cashed three times, but you know they've been... You know, straight sets three times this year. Mukova won in straight sets in Dubai. Kirstia won in straight sets on her great run in Miami. And then the Czech won in straight sets last month in Montreal. I think the key to this match is Mukova's serve. She didn't serve all that well against Xinyu Wang yesterday. The second set, it was barely a hold of serve. I mean... You know, and she found her serve in the third set and got it done 6-1 in the third. I mean, based on everything we know about these two players, you know, there's no secrets here. Mukova should win. Kirstia seems to like playing in stateside. She reached quarterfinals at Indian Wells, semis in Miami. She's into her first Grand Slam quarterfinal since Roland Garros in 2009. That's 14 years between Grand Slam appearances. I've said before, you know, I backed her for Roland Garros this year and she didn't do very well, but she has been revitalized since linking up with coach Thomas Johansson. But I think, and obviously I hope, that Mukova, you know, with her variety and her know-how, I think she's just going to have a bit too much for Kirstia here. Can't really see an angle on the bet, though.
No, she looks fit as well. I mean...
Which is a big thing for her.
We always worry about her. My only worry is the heat. I think if it gets into a deep game, and with her body that's always been... the condition has always fallen apart. She always has some kind of injury concerns. That would be my only worry, because it is going to be sweltering and very, very humid. If you check out the videos that we've done on Instagram, and Sean Calvert is out there, and he put up a video this morning. He was having some smoothie somewhere in Flushing, and he's had problems with his eyes. He can't see nothing. There's ash everywhere and stuff from some fires in Canada, and it's causing like a hay fever effect, and you can't see anything. She's having a world of a time, really, to be fair. She's just having a great time. But he said it's very hot, very humid. I left yesterday and it was hot, but they were just going to get hotter later on this week as well. Mukova should win the match. Minus 182 is the price with Bet Rivers. Load of different markets there. Remember, there is a bets offer that Bet Rivers have here. Well, not everything in play all the way through the rain of the tournament, you get a 50% match bet up to $25 on a live wager each day of the US Open. So there's some 50% match bet up to $25 if you play in play. And I think this one may be offering some in play. If I was going to go for a little angle, I think if you look at a lot of the opening sets in these matches, they've been quite tight, and then someone's run away in the second set. I might go over sort of 9.5 games in set one. I think it might be tight, and I think Mukova will have the class. And she's played well this year. I mean, she should be the French Open champion, shouldn't she? I mean, she should be.
Yeah, well.
she's had a great year. So I think they'll go to form. The next match, obviously, if you've been watching the show at the beginning, you would have heard that I've got sort of quite their reservations about Corey Goff to win this tournament, plus 260. And I won't be rushing to back her against Helena Ostapenko at -250. Ostapenko is -205. The spread here is 3.5. Coco Gauff giving up 3.5, -136. I quite like Ostapenko +3.5 here. And the total, again, when you look at how inconsistent these two players are, you know, one set they win and then they throw one away. Gauff has had all matches, 2-1 almost. 20.5, -121. For a women's quarterfinal in a major, I think that's a little bit cheap as well. Gauff here, though, you're talking about markets. There's 56 different markets available on this match currently on the BetRivers website. So that shows you how popular tennis betting is with the American public. And it also shows you how Coco Gauff has become sort of this star, that 56 different markets we had to bet on it. And I think this will probably be one of the biggest wagered matches of the tournament so far, with obviously Gauff being the patriotic support. But Ostapenko is a major champion. She's just come on the back of winning Iga Świątek. Everything about it usually should be auto-fade Ostapenko. But because it's Gauff and it's +205, I think this is a lot trickier than what these lines suggest.
Yeah, I think the thing with Ostapenko is she's facing a very different opponent. So Świątek, we mentioned the head-to-head. Ostapenko now has a 4-0 record against Iga Świątek, which is extraordinary. But, you know, Ostapenko is one of those players. I think an American tennis journalist summed up her game a few years ago as see ball, hit winner. And that's it. She is all or nothing. She had 80 unforced errors in her, I think it was her first round match. She dropped a cassette against Bernarda Pera. It's just, you know, some players are just bad matchups. And Ostapenko's a bad matchup for Świątek because she can hit winners from anywhere. Świątek, I think Ostapenko said it after the match, you know, Świątek doesn't particularly like playing powerful hitters, doesn't give her the time she wants. And Świątek plays the same sort of game most of the time. She gets the ball back and she keeps the ball in play and she wears you down, you know, and she, you know, she'll win rallies. Against someone like Ostapenko, she doesn't get a chance. Ostapenko just hits a winner or it goes out. You know, it's hit or miss. It can be either, but, you know, it's going to be quick. It's going to be relentless. Gauff likes Świątek, very, very good athletically. Very, very strong. Their head-to-head is one apiece. Ostapenko actually won this year in the round of 16 at the Australian Open, 7-5, 6-3. Gauff won in 3 sets, but that was 4 years ago in Linz. It's a tricky one to call. I can certainly see the argument for Ostapenko at +205, but the problem with Ostapenko, as has been the case all through her career, is consistency. She is brilliant one day and awful the next. There is no in between. I think as well, a late night New York crowd may not be what Ostapenko needs to be seen at best effect. We saw earlier in the season in Miami when she played Beatriz Haddad-Maia, who had plenty of Brazilian support. Ostapenko got so wound up, lost it completely. I think the same could happen again. But I do think she's very capable of winning a set. And Gauff, as I said earlier, she's been taken to 3 sets 3 times in 4 matches so far. So I do have a selection here. Over 2.5 sets is +160, which to me looks really big, given the way Gauff has been taken to 3 sets, given we know Ostapenko's power and her ability. I think this could go 3 again. So +160 for me.
I love that play. I think this is I think Gauff will get nervy. I think Ostapenko will get ratty, and I think that it will be a bitty match. And I think Ostapenko will have streaks of winning. I think Gauff will have streaks of winning games as well.
I'm put off the games as well because they have so many lopsided sets. These two. Ostapenko won 6-1 in the third yesterday. Gauff won 6-1 in the third against Wozniacki and 6-love against Mertens. So you could easily get stuffed on the total games with these two. I think the total sets is a safe proposition.
I'll just give you some stats on the sets here. Gauff, this tournament, you say 3 of her 4 matches have gone to a final set. All of Ostapenko's matches this tournament have gone to a final set, and every single match that Ostapenko's played, which is 8 in total since Wimbledon second round, have gone to a final set. Her last 8 matches have all gone to a final set, and she's played some decent opponents in there. She's played Rybakina, she's played Pliskova, she's played Świątek. You know, every single one has gone the distance. So I'm loving that play. I think that's definitely a way to strategy. I think Goff will get tight when she realises that she can get into a semi-final of her home slam, and Ostapenko will be high as a kite with the winners and low as a kite. But it's on her racket, isn't it? It's on Ostapenko's racket. Oh, this is
it. Always is. Yeah, it always is. That's the thing.
So, 2 intriguing, very intriguing quarterfinals. But they may not be in the matches that we expected at the start of the tournament, but nevertheless, they're going to be interesting. And they may not be. I think Mukova's a better favourite than Coco Gauff, and you know she's -182, and Coco Gauff is -250. Rory, I know this is not an official pick, but you know we've got 2 people through to the hopefully through the quarterfinals. If I was asking you now, if you had to just have a little wager, where would you put your money?
I don't know. I think both of them look in pretty good shape. As I speak, actually, Von Drews was 3-1 down in the first set against Peyton Stearns. I'm pretty sure
I was going to put on Peyton Stearns 150.
I think Mukova's looking good. I think whoever gets through out of Ostapenko and Gauff, obviously, Mukova against Kostea's no penalty kick, but I think I'd fancy Mukova's chances against either of them in the semi-finals. So I think Mukova plus
Sabalenka still. I bet Sabalenka at the start. I bet her again. And I think she's going under the radar. I think she just, because everyone's going on about Gauff and on about Pegula, the American, I think Sabalenka's just going under the radar. She's playing well. She hasn't dropped the set. She looked brilliant.
I mean, even Pegula's gone under the radar a bit. I mean, it is all about Gauff, isn't it, in New York. So, you know, there are plenty of very good players who barely getting a mention at the moment. But we'll see. It's going to be very interesting.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to get very, very hot. So the conditioning and also the timings of these matches are crucial. The timers will be known tomorrow. So check the BetRivers website out to see what times and what these matches are being played. But and also there's 4 ways to follow us here. You can download this podcast, Betting Weekly Game Bet Match, on your preferred podcast provider. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you very much, everyone, for subscribing that. We've got our subscribers going up every day. It's the Betting Weekly Studios. And you can follow us on our Twitter and our Instagram page. They are at Because We Win. Sean Calvert is still in New York. You can follow his adventures this afternoon and tomorrow. He's back tomorrow. Sean will join me tomorrow where we'll look at the men's quarterfinals before he flies back off. And I'll be hopefully joining Rory to look at the women's semifinals in a couple of days' time. And hopefully we've got Mukova and Von Drusova are in it. But she needs to get back in gear because she's 3-0 down. So come on, Von Drusova. We need you to do some business. Rory, delightful as always. Good luck on the rest of the tournament. Well done on a successful tournament. Great picks the last time we spoke. A lot of people will put a tweet out and said they cashed on those. So glad that people have been following me on there. Hopefully we can cash some more tickets. But no official play, Rory, on these 2 semifinals.
One official play, the 3 sets. Over 2.5 sets between Gauff and Ostapenko at +160.
Yeah, a bet that has cashed in the last 8 Ostapenko matches. So +160 certainly looks the way to go. Take care, everyone. Enjoy the tennis, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.